25.
创世纪第二十五章。
Genesis chapter 25.
看二十七节。
Verse 27.
两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野；雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。
27. So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a mild man dwelling in tents.
以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味；利百加却悦雅各。
28. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob.
29.
29.
有一天，雅各熬汤，以扫从田野回来，累昏了。
Now Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary.
30.以扫对雅各说，我累昏了，求你把这红汤给我喝。因此以扫又叫以东。
30. And Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary. Therefore his name was called Edom.
31节，雅各说，你今日把长子的名分卖给我吧。32节，以扫说，我正要死，这长子的名分有什么益处呢？
31. But Jacob said, sell me your birthright as of this day. 32. And Esau said, look, I am about to die. So what is this birthright to me?
这是我们非常熟悉的圣经故事。
This is a story that we're all familiar with.
是一个买卖。
It is a trade.
但是不是普通东西的买卖。
But it is not just a sale of any common thing.
是一个无形的东西的买卖。
It is an intangible item.
这个无形的东西是看不见的。
This intangible thing cannot be seen.
因为看不见，所以以扫就把它看清了。
Because you cannot see it with their physical eyes, Esau looked lightly upon it.
当时以扫刚打猎回来。
So Esau had just returned from hunting.
又饿又渴。
And he was hungry and thirsty.
对他来说，一碗红豆汤就能够满足他一切的需要。
To him, at that moment, that bowl of red stew would fulfill all his needs.
他想问他的弟弟拿。
And so he asked his brother for it.
他弟弟说可以，但是你把你的长子的名分卖给我。
And his younger brother said, I can give you some stew, but in return, I want your birthright.
长子的名分是看不见的。
This birthright is unseen and intangible.
是以后的。
It comes in the future.
因为当时的人，长子的名分很重要。
At that time, in that period, birthright is very important.
可以分到双倍的家产。
Because if you're the oldest son, then you can get double the inheritance.
也可以带领整个家族。
And you can lead your entire family.
可以当重要的角色。
You can play an important role in the household.
但是对当时肚子饿的以扫来说，那个都没有意义。
But to Esau, all this and his hunger were meaningless.
所以他就很轻易的就把长子的名分就卖了。
So Esau despised his birthright and sold it easily.
那为什么他会卖呢？
So, but why did he sell it?
他自己也讲。
He said himself.
第三十节。
In verse 30.
以扫对雅各说，我累昏了。
He said, for I am weary.
中文呢，这是有两个意思，就是累到已经昏倒了。
In Chinese, it's saying that he is so tired to the point he's about to faint.
每个人都会有累的时候。
Every one of us get tired.
累了，想休息，想睡觉，是正常。
And it's normal for us to want to rest when we're tired.
甚至你想吃东西，也很正常。
And it's normal for us to want to eat.
但是如果累到昏倒了，不能思想，不能考虑事情，头脑不清楚了，就不好了。
But if you're tired to the point where you're not clear and you're thinking anymore and you're about to faint, then it's not good.
累到没有办法做正确的属灵的决定又不好了。
When you're so tired to the point where you cannot make the right spiritual decisions, it is not good for you.
想想我们今天的生活，每天都很忙碌。
Think about our lives today, we may be very busy.
这个社会啊，是越来越忙。
And then in this world, society gets busier and busier.
科技应该是帮助我们解决生活的问题。
Technology is supposed to help us solve our problems in life.
结果让我们更忙。
But on the contrary, it makes us even busier.
每天有做不完的事。
We have endless things to do each day.
看不完的短讯。
We have endless messages coming in.
回不了的，回不完的 email.
And emails that we cannot reply in time.
连看娱乐节目的，看得多也会很累。
And even for entertainment, TV shows, we are tired of it.
所以累到了，现在很多人属灵都已经花昏了。
To the point where many people have become faint spiritually.
这个时候很危险。
This is very dangerous.
那很有可能你为了现在当前的事情，就来 出卖了属灵长子的名分。
So perhaps today you may be for what is for the matters in front of your eyes, sell your birthright spiritually.
长子名分是有关于将来的，不是马上的。
Your birthright relates to something that will come into play in the future. It's not immediate.
啊，你要需要时间才有办法发掘它的价值。
It takes time for it to realize its value.
一碗红豆汤在当下那一刹那很重要。
But to Esau, that red stew, that bowl, on that moment, it was very important.
但是其实你仔细想，价值也很低。
But if you think about it carefully, the value of the red stew is very low.
这个就是头脑不清楚的人才会做的决定。
And you would only pick the red stew over your birthright when you're not thinking clearly.
为了今生的欲望、今生的快乐来丧失了永生的价值。
It is the same if today we lose the spiritual value of eternal life by focusing on the pleasure of this world.
对，为什么神要设立安息生日
？So why is it that God has set the Sabbath？
就是他要我们可以累，但是不可以昏。
He knows that we get tired and that's expected, but we cannot get so tired to the point we're fainting.
你再累，安息日来到神的面前。
No matter how tired you are on the Sabbath day, you come before the Lord.
我们的心安静下来
and we quiet our hearts.
想想什么东西是重要的
and we meditate and reflect upon what is truly important to us.
什么东西是次要的
what is secondary?
什么是不重要的
and what are not important?
所以要分得很清楚
we need to divide these categories very clearly.
我们来看这个以赛亚书二十九章
let's turn to Isaiah chapter 29.
以赛亚书二十九章
Isaiah chapter 29.
第七节
Verse 7.
以赛亚书二十九章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 29, verse 7.
那时攻击亚利伊勒列国的群众，就是一切攻击亚利伊勒和他的保障，并使他困难的，必如梦境，如夜间的异象。第八节。
Verse 8.
又好像饥饿的人梦中吃饭醒了，人却腹空；或者口渴的人梦中喝水醒了，人却发昏，心里想喝。攻击锡安山列国的群众也必如此。
Verse 7, the multitude of all the nations who fight against Ariel, even all who fight against her in her fortress and distress her, shall be as a dream of a night vision. 8. It shall be as when a hungry man dreams, and look, he eats, but he awakes, and his soul is still empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreams, and looks, he drinks, but he awakes, and indeed he is faint, and his soul still craves, so the multitude of all nations shall be who fight against Mount Zion.
这里说啊，当列国要攻击以色列人的时候。
Here it talks about when the multitude of nations want to fight against Israel.
他们好像做梦一样。
They're like dreaming.
以为可以得胜过锡安。
In their dreams, they think they can conquer Zion.
那其实没有办法。
But in reality, they cannot.
那这里用一个很有趣的形容。
And here it uses a very interesting analogy.
在梦里面呢，你很肚子饿。
That in one's, while one is dreaming, he's very hungry.
梦里面吃饭了。
And in his dream, he is eating food.
醒过来，原来还肚子还饿的。
But the moment he wakes up, he realizes he's still hungry.
大家有没有做过这种梦？
Have you had dreams like this?
在梦里面，其实你本身是肚子饿的，所以你梦里面你在吃大餐。
That you're actually physically hungry, but in your dream, you're dreaming that you're eating a big feast.
结果醒过来，肚子还是饿的。
But you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm still hungry.
这个代表什么？
What does this mean?
你在梦中是不真实的。
It means that what is in your dream is not the reality.
你的问题并没有解决。
Your problem is not truly solved.
你醒过来还是饿。
That when you wake up, you will still be in hunger.
以扫的问题就是他停不下来。
And that is Esau's problem. He could not persist.
他一定要跑来跑去才会舒服。
He could not sit still, and he had to run around in order to satisfy his hunger.
他对爸爸的家产哦，那些牛羊在棚里面的没有什么兴趣。
He was not interested in his father's inheritance and the livestock.
他对以后当族长也没有什么兴趣。
He had no interest in being the leader of the household in the future.
他想要去抓的就是外面那一只跑来跑去的，很难得到的。
But what he wanted to get was what was hard to obtain, the rare hunt.
他想要刺激。
He wanted to be stimulated.
越难得到，他越想要得到。
And he wanted to get what is most challenging to get.
虽然要付出很多的力量。
Even though he has to put a lot of effort to obtain these things.
他每天都是去外面打猎，都不顾家里。
Every day he's just out hunting for his next hunt, but then not caring about his household.
也没有思想自己的前途。
And he did not think about his future.
所以呢，当关键的时候，试探来了，或者是选择来了，他就把最好的前途就卖掉了。
And so when it came to a critical moment where he has to choose, he sold his birthright, his future away.
就好像人做梦， 其实在梦里面吃饱，醒过来还是饿的。
And it is as if one is dreaming that in your dream you're filled and satisfied, but in reality you're not.
今天你在追求人生的目标的时候，或者是今生的事情的时候
，Today as you're pursuing your goals in life or matters of this world，
你是不是想用那些东西把自己填满呢
？Have you are you trying to fulfill your heart with these things？
当然不是说我们不要工作。
This is not to say we should not work at all。
基督徒一定要努力工作。
Christians should work hard。
要努力赚钱。
To make a living.
我们基督徒不能说我都不爱钱，我不要以后赚很多钱，不能这样子。
We can't say that oh money I don't love money so I don't want to make a lot of money in the future.
我只要过一个很穷的生活。
I want to live a poor life.
圣经没有这样讲。
The Bible never says this.
圣经说你要去努力的工作。
But rather the Bible says you should work put your heart and effort into work.
也要奉献给神。
And you have to remember to offer the fruits.
神给你多少，你就多少。
To God that how much God has given you, you also give back to Him.
你要去努力。
You have to work hard.
但是问题是你不能说哇努力到信仰的事情就不顾了
But the key thing is you should not work so hard to the point that you don't care about your faith anymore
不能用那个东西来满足你自己
You cannot use the things of this world and your work to satisfy your soul
如果你用世界来满足自己
If you use the world to fulfill your heart
一醒过来还是饿的
Once you wake up you realize you're still hungry
以扫已经累昏了
So you see Esau was tired to the point of fainting
你有没有累昏呢
Are you almost tired to the point you're fainting?
如果已经有点昏了
If you feel that you are not thinking very clearly,
或是其他的事情让你属灵上已经有点昏了
that other things have caused your spiritual eyes to dim,
你要求主耶稣让你醒过来
You have to ask Lord Jesus to wake you up.
那我们现在剩下的时间来祷告
So with the remainder of the time, we'll all pray.
为教会的圣工
Let's pray for the holy work at church.
身体欠难的弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters who are not feeling well
也为陆执事祷告他这几天身体不舒服
as well for Deacon Luke he's not feeling well these couple days
也为慕道者教会的分社发展圣工来祷告
and we also pray for the true seekers of church as well as the expansion of our church
同心祷告
let's all pray with one heart